Beginning Quran Daf and Sevens Chagiga Daf Yedaf. Begin the Manaf. Begin the Tzitzim Alta. Begin the Gemara. Begin the Gizbar. Hamasarius. We're talking about the treasure that these items are given over to him. That's why there's a difference. Now says Tzitzis. Okay, but wait a second. The full amount. The Tzitzibah. The question says even according to the one who shlichas Yah that when you're stretching out and you're touching something which really essentially the Gizbar is like a shamer, that ain't shlichasar and you don't have to have any lacking at all. So wait a second. Just the shlichas Yah itself should be considered as a problem of misappropriation. So it says no, because Hakashani here it's different because the Cholaycha the Isa, whatever it is, because of the Malkoko, it's in Hashem's possession. So there's no Shlichas out like you're taking it from where it's supposed to protect and you're moving it somewhere else. Yeah, there you wouldn't have to do any Chisaron to be liable. Here, that's the Gemara's question that the Gemara is saying that when he takes it for himself, he's not really doing anything. Next says Master Beginning the Gemara Shiotachtel B'Shavu until he dwells beneath it, since he's not really changing any part of the beam until he dwells beneath it, the value of a Pruta, which and that is V'Lenafka L'Chulam. It says it doesn't take out the whole item to be considered unconsecrated. Rather, that pruta's worth of chulun, which is the value of how much benefit he had, but the rest of it remains in the hektish's value. Once he dwelled in it, nafik schar l'chulun, that rental amount goes at the chulun, but not the whole thing, only that amount that you had benefit from it. Megam Rashi also explains like this, the dafka schar, only the amount of that rental, but not the whole amount of the value of the house. When we find someone lends kardim shal Hector to Chaver, the hatchet of Hector to his friend, Bokaboy, if he chops with it, Bokhazu, Bokhaver, Bokaboy, and then the friend goes again and chops with it, Kulamalu, it's all misappropriation. What's the case talking about? Hatsnabu, and then the Mishnah Moelachim Oil, there's not a loch of Mila after Mila Behemoth, the Klee Shavu is only by an animal and service vessels. Elabad, I'd rather Toma Begizbah Messiahs like a Dumish Hector, Toma, that the treasure gives over the hatchet of Hector. But the Mechamalay Tim Lechulin Rakeneged Bekua, that he's not planning giving it all over to him, Bechulin, only according to what he's chapping. The Vikar Kulin Molu, therefore there's all of them Me'ila, because it's only the value that you're having benefit that goes up, but there's still more. It wasn't one action that removed it totally to Chulin. But the Kedushin Perek Beis, and Dabnun Heim, and Avdi Masal Ayin, and Menachet Perek Amnachet, and Sachem, and Dabkafav, and Avdi Masal Avagav, Pirashi says, does there explain that the halacha, that Me'il is only according to how much you utilize, that's only where he's thinking that he's not intending to steal it, but if he intends to go ahead and steal it, so then the whole thing would be removed right away, and then the Me'il would be in the whole object. Kipnik says, Master Begumar Zigmar Le'nitzcho, only need like a Drebi. The Tanakh Lunga Brysa, meaning what we're saying that's not explicit, it's for this halacha of Dinan, of Nisatan Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, that it doesn't mean a soul, it means mom. Now, Tais Bader is a Rabbi Yechon, Mechi, B'Misa, Shoykin, B'Term, and Lashon, he says that if someone's liable for a death penalty, if he does it by mistake, even though he's not going to be liable for a death penalty because he's by mistake, he's going to be exempt from Tashlumen. So according to him, so this person who, yeah, they committed Misa, they would be Chayiv, but they did it not intentionally, so they're going to be Potter, so they cannot be Chayiv even moment. So how you can explain the Halacha then? So Tais says, Mukil Lili Idach, the Rabbi, he'd actually say it regarding a different Halacha of Rabbi. To tell him the Rabbi, and Sata Ayin Tachasam, and says an eye for an eye, which that also means money, not an eye. That's what he would explain by, because the Leipoligasta Mishnah Dachar Yechanan, who we're quoting in Taisis, would not disagree with our anonymous Mishnah. We'd obviously hold that there is something that's not explicit. What would it be? It wouldn't be Nevesh Tachas Nevesh, but it would be Ayin Tachas Ayin, which is not explicit. It would mean money, not an eye. Next says, Master Begin with the Gemara B'Krivoy. What does that refer to? And this is what we're saying is regarding Avoid, this also not explicit. Zu Kabbalah Saddam, first to Kabbalah Saddam. And again, what's included, what's not explicit is that of Hailocha. Now, how do you know B'Krivim means Kabbalah Saddam? Because of Halacha L'Mikmeinle, you can't explain to him Halacha, which is actually Kapash B'Krav. The simple and semi puzzle that you can bring it near is referring to Halacha, because the Habasa Shchidik said because it was written right after the slaughtering, the Kabbalah Ha'imayat, and receiving the blood is right away. That's the first Abayda, so therefore it must mean Kabbalah, and again, Halacha is alluded to in that same word. Kach B'Esh Rashi, to Rashi explained. Achlimashmali says, but that doesn't sound correct to me. Because the Hachinami, Bezorkik Sibasre, also right after it says, spraying the blood, and this transporting is right before the spraying, Afukka Kabbalah, excluding that of the receiving the blood, the Halacha Ben Tam, because you have the transportation in between. Additionally, it's difficult to read. And the first break is the beginning of the that's the Zrika is really receiving only spraying. That's the other option. Krim of Azurk, when this is right after spring, so you already said spring, obviously it's referring to Kabbalah. So says Mashal, it's something that happened McMean love Azurika. We actually would explain to Mazurika, love the Chzibakra, if the Pus didn't say explicitly, even though that's not right after slaughtering. So this is Taisamiu Yashama, however, you could say is the Lenikh, but this says other way. says, no, they didn't want to say Tumah Halacha Levisha in the Betach Shuva, not like Rashi, simply because it's not a significant avoid, because Epshel Basel, you could nullify it, because Viachalishchad Bereshul Mizrach, you could throw it on top of the Zayat. So therefore, that's why they said, but not because like Rashi, is because it's right after, because you see, even Zrika we would have said, even though it's not right after. Tindak says, Mazda Begun Zigmol in Israel, Lashem Mikvah. So what's the Halacha of Taris that's not explicit? It's for the measurement of the Mikvah. Which traces Bali says, Lohama Mutzlamin Labali couldn't just say what's not explicit is that a woman has to table in the mikvah for to be permitted to her husband, not for the halachas of taharas, meaning for that type of tahara, not for the isra, but for the husband. They like Siv, where that's not written explicitly, because the Pirish Bahag, like the Bahag explains. So the Nafkalin Bekabachayma, because you only know from Kabachayma, because the Hashlab Taharas Siv, because regarding purifications, it says, Berdachas Labayla the Chorus, so for her husband, we're depending upon the Chorus, but Koshgen and Koshgen? So it says, no, that you can't say, the love milsi, because that's not substantive. Because the Mahai Kabuchama Lamatsinafik, you wouldn't know it from that Kabuchama, because the Kabuchama Frichi, that's a flawed Kabuchama. The Hakama, we find many cases like Chatzitzes, or Kabana, Paragraphs, the Chulna, Vlar Alvam, Nav, the Betzino, Taz, we find the Taz, the Leila Baal, we don't find it for a husband. Obviously, we don't have such a Kabuchama. Ella, rather, the obligation that a Nida has to tell to be permitted to her husband is not from a Kabuchama. Rather, Mahai Kranafka, it's from a Pasik, the Chsibak says, Mukit as well. The Gir says, the Hidvam and Nidasa. That when it doesn't touch, to be mind that she's going to be in the state of need until she comes in the water. So since the obligation for need to table to be permitted to her husband is long-term of a pasig, so the Gemara cannot have explained it, that's not what's explicit. And v'chein pesha ben tam, the mahasim nafkalin tefillas need, it's from there that we learn that the need has to table. So it's like it is written, there, but obviously the Gemara did not say it, that this is the one that's not explicit. And what we needed to, that it's only alluded to, but rather that of the Shir Mikvah. Next says Mazda Begnulitz Gemara b'mei mikvah in the mikvah waters, which Pirush Rashi says, where do you see that from? Verdachas b'mayim that's referring to mikvah waters because nekudasa b'pasach the vowelizations with a pasach b'mayim not b'mayim. Rashi means they come to say mayim echad in the distinct waters. What's the distinct waters? Lafuka mayim shum to exclude that of drawn waters. So it says well, it's not possible because the whole mayim shum l'amach and afkur don't exclude drawn waters from here. Ella rather from a passing rikur and me'ach mayim ubar mikvah mayim ugamer, but rather a spring and a pit of gathered waters etc. Which the season between the expand, which comparing a bird to mayim, my mayim b'deish mayim just like a spring is from nature is from heaven. Af mikvah b'deish mayim so too has to be natural gathering from mikvah and not through drawn waters. That's what we know it from. But more of a heichem ashma mikvah lashupukeshubim. Where does Rashi even see that to include main mikvah that's excluding drawn waters? How could kram ashma shubim? To the contrary, if anything, the primary understanding of the pasuk sounds like it was drawn. That it's like that's how it's gathered because he drew the waters and he made a pool out of it. He loved the samkhala mayan kaprisha, unless if we had it near the word mayan, as we explained in those guys. So Vanilla Farish rather suggests that you need to have rainwater. That and not drawn waters, yeah, that we know from Achmayim. Here we're actually learning something else. When we're learning a May Mikvah, what does that mean? The Hainu Ashburn means to say it has to be still waters, gathered. I mean, like the Gemara says in Shabbat, Zamachayim Beit, a Mayin is Matar B'Zeichlin. A spring can purify even when it's flowing. Mikvah is Bashburn only when it's still, and that's from the word of Tovel B'Mayim, which the water is in one place, and then not flowing, and then that's actually what the Jerusha of May Mikvah is coming to tell us. Next says, Master begins with the Gemara, Amal Lama. That the square of the width is a nama squared. Why is that? Because the Toma has to fit a person, Besaloi. Because really, the width of a person is an ama with the thickness, including his clothing. And so it's obvious from the Sugi regarding the catacombs, the graves, that it's only a thickness of the coffin, only with the coffin is it an ama. Which that means to say the person actually a little bit less than Amma, so it's only with his garments. Oh, Bahashi Tach, and now it's possible to lay tiksha that it shouldn't be asked. Hey, Chetawal Amsa Amsa. The person is with the Amma, how could it be table in the mikvah that's with the Amma? Because no, he's actually a little bit less than that, so with his clothing and with the thickness of the coffin that his thickness is Amma. Next says, Master, the beginning is the Gemara, Berem Gim Lamas, for the height of 3 Ammas. Now, Babgab Shod Max Dal Ramas Kaima, even though really the truth is the height of a person is 4 Ammas. In height, kidmucha b'shmayt the kuch, and it's obvious from the sugi of the katakum is aricha kuch. Dalat ames at the height, the length of the katakum has to be dalat ames. So it says the kumis adam ela in the gimel ames labad resh. No, it's the height of a person is actually only 3 ames besides his head. Umotz laharchan is reshim from the tzad, and he actually could lower his head from the side and fit into 3 ames. Adam not dalat ames. So why do you say 4 ames by the kuchim? B'shmayt b'tzid aron because of the thickness of the side of the aron. So with that, that's including the Alamas, therefore it has to be to take away from the thickness of the wall and of his head, so therefore you have to make it the Alamas. Now, if I've got the Perik Bavasa, although we find in the first Perik Bavasa that Beis Mabeis, Rabbi has agreed regarding the damages of someone looking at someone else's property. That Shiri Dalaramis, the measurement of the vision, is a Dalaramis. I thought a person is not Dalaramis. Hayinu Sheikh like Biatzman. That's just because he could lift himself up. Al Rosh is placed on the top of his fingertips. Achiyotz Dalaramis until he could peek out of a Haida Dalaramis. But he's not really Dalaramis himself. So too, it's obvious from the story of the sons of Haman, but Targum Shal Megillas Esther, with the Aramaic translation of Megillas Esther, and the Sadhu Piyah Medrash, which is organized based on the Midrashim, Shagrebi Kemasim, that the height of the length of their height is Gimel Amis Levad Reish, which is three Amis besides for that. Why? How do we see that? Because the Kachashim Azal, it counts Al Reim Chemishim Amis, for the height of the wood that they were hung on, the 50 Amis, Lafit Li is called Asar, according to the height of the hanging of each one of those 10, meaning because the wood were stuck into the ground 3 amas, and there was 3 amas above from the bottom one who was hanging on the bottom, and you have an amma between each and every one, and each 3 amas for each one that was hanging, which is Haman and his 10 sons, that's 50 amas. So we see that the height of each one was a height of 3 amas, and that's because the head of each one of the people who are hanging are hanging below, so you don't have to count that. And they were actually already executed. So therefore, the heads were not counted. So to the pasuk says, "B'shushan abira." In Shushan abira, Hargu Yehudim, the Jews killed the Obed, and they liquidated 500 men, the sons of Haman, and 10 sons of Haman. They were already executed. And we got a pie. Just the slicha. So to the one who wrote the poem of the slicha of the makum, when a man stood up, that was Haman on the Jews to wipe them out. Ish b'sholish amis, a man in 3 amis gets hung on the wood, which is height is 3 amas. But if he is, and the fourth one is amma gula, which was there was an amma between each one hanging, which was empty, and therefore that's how they filled up this the thing of 50 amas high, again, because the head was hanging down, and therefore it was a total of 3 amas. Next says, not the beginning of the Gemara, ha-ketzar. So what is this? Mehem and behem. So it's miktasai, that's like a kula pidish. Ezi mehem shu kehem, that whichever one from them is like them, which is that's the size of a lentil. Now, Hikshu Rabbi Elazar ben Mitz, he says, here we explain the whole pasuk in the whole sugi in one type, which is the measurement of Tumas Ratzon. And Nida, the Gemara tells us, sounds like, okay, in them is a whole. Ksib Mahem says from them, it says a part of them. How do you resolve it? So the Gemara, when it's moist, so then right after it dies, it's enough even with part of it. Kam B'Yabashir, it's more, it's dry. So I'm going to train you in the matter. We see that the pasuk is talking about two different types, one moist, one dry. And here it sounds like there's no difference. So it says, maybe actually you learn out both from the same thing, from mehem and bohem, that a dried sheretz is not metame only when it's full, and a moist sheretz is metame even when it's the size of a lentil. But so it says, to my teacher it appears that trei kerexib is actually two psukim, so it's actually room for two different drashas. You have kol megim behem b'moisam, mehem b'moisam, and you have ashi yibam mehem b'teicha, b'altatam b'behem. So you have two mehems and behems to tell us these two different drashas.